the plays also leading up to it were a really big deal, because when you're in that spot, you don't have timeouts, and we used one early, obviously, to get out of bounds, to give yourself a chance at the next play. And I thought the real factor was there of Zach Ertz, you know, going up to get a tip, to keep the ball alive, for Noah to get there, because it's hard just to go up and snatch it. So you almost have to go up and expect a bounce or a tip to go. And I thought Jaden did a fantastic job of, you know, buying time, over to the right side. I don't know how long the play was. Maybe you guys might, but it took a long-ass time. 13 seconds, yeah. I felt every bit of them.
I've seen a lot of people suggesting today that the Hail Mary is a lucky play, that it is just a luck play. And there is no disputing that if we're doing a pie, it's probably at least 50% luck, wouldn't you say? I mean, maybe you'd even tilt it up to 60%. But the idea that there's not skill to it as well, this is not just like your backyard where, hey, run down to that tree, I'm going to throw it up. They are actually coached. There are coaching points. Noah Brown is basically the rebounder in the back. Everyone else is trying to either grab at arms and hands and make sure that nobody can pull the ball down or tip the ball up into the air themselves. There's a formation that they get into and converge. I mean, again, Jaden Daniels today even spoke about, I can't throw it too far. I've got to throw it toward the front goal line and try to make sure it doesn't go out of the end zone on the bounce. And so everyone's got some skill to go along with what they're doing.
Yeah.
In addition to, how many guys in this league can scramble around for 12.7 seconds before they throw the football? I think it's a fairly small number.
Yeah, they're a handful. But that's the point, is they're a handful.
Right.
You don't do it like, yeah, there's a handful. You go, there's only a handful of guys.
Is it a coincidence that Aaron Rodgers has had more success at this than everybody else?
No, it's not. There's correlation. It doesn't mean it's a high percentage play.
Of course not.
There's a big difference between a low percentage play and straight luck, right? Like, the analogy I use is home runs don't happen all the time, but there's a lot of technique in there. You're putting yourself in a really good position to have that magical thing happen. You get 600, however many plate appearances or at-bats, and you hit 35, 40, 50 homers. That's not a great percentage of times you go up to the plate where you actually do that. But you put yourself in a position to do it, right? And if everything breaks your way.
And by the way, it wasn't just that Hail Mary that was so unlikely and ridiculous. That whole drive was pretty impressively done from a coaching and execution standpoint. As good as Washington's execution was, though, the Bears was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the Tyreek Stevenson disaster on the Hail Mary and just generally how poorly they played that. How about the play before that?
Well, the play before, you win the game if you, because it's Washington ball from the 30, what was it? From their 35.
Yes, the minus 35, their own 35.
Right, after the completion of Ertz.
They got 13 on and out to McLaurin, who got out of bounds with 2 seconds left.
Yeah, so that, I want to talk about that play. Like, if Chicago just simply defends the sideline, right, where they're after the Ertz completion, right, if they just go, we're going to stand seven guys on the out-of-bounds line, you know, evenly distributed for a while, dare you to complete a pass in the middle of the field, the game's over.
I cannot believe they played it the way that they did.
Yeah.
They basically sent all of their guys back toward the end zone and gave Washington 15 yards in the sideline to get into Hail Mary range. That, to me, was almost worse in execution than the play after that. Like, what are you doing? And I don't understand why teams refuse to pressure quarterbacks on Hail Marys. I'm not saying zero blitz or anything crazy, but to not send five is preposterous.
Yeah, I think there was an example. It was last week, maybe the week before. I think Detroit did it against Minnesota.
They did.
Where Sam Darnold got sacked. And I'm going, this should be the standard.
There's no
this
reason.
This should be the standard now.
To allow, some teams do three.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears did four, although you wouldn't have known it because those guys were gassed and just kind of walking around, getting pancaked, as you've mentioned a couple times. But to not rush more bodies, I thought was just an outrage. Hey, what do I care?
I mean, great coaching is what you mean.
I'm on the other side of the ledger. But coaching mattered, skill mattered, execution. Is there luck? Of course. There's also a lot more to it than just to say, what a lucky play. Aaron Rodgers is better at that play than the average quarterback. That's why he hits it more than other guys do. I don't know if you heard, but Daniel said he hit one in high school. And we know Caleb Williams did as well.
We saw that a lot on the telecast. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. Oh, was it all over the place?
Oh, he wouldn't stop talking about it.
I've only rewatched the condensed game.
Yeah, I don't mean you. I mean, like, in high school, at Gonzaga College High School, he did that. Like, okay, thank you so much. Jaden Daniels did some stuff, too. Might want to mention that, but that's fine.
Were they pro Caleb Williams on the broadcast?
No, I'm just saying they over-talked about that high school play.
It would have been hard to be pro Caleb Williams on that broadcast. That was a rough three quarters for that guy. I thought they rushed him pretty well. He's got so much of the amateur hour stuff that drives me crazy for a young quarterback. Now, he's going to be special. I really do believe that because of the play extension. Like, what I hope for Jaden Daniels, which he's done a lot of, that get out of the pocket, reset to throw, is all Caleb Williams does. That's his entire game, basically. And that is the dream. Most of the time, he couldn't find anyone or no one got open. But he just dances when he doesn't have to. He does like these, like someone's controller fell on the ground and is being pressed against the ground. So he's just going in circles. He's a tough watch at times. But he also made some ridiculous plays.
Sure did. I mean, the throw, he couldn't follow through and he hit DJ Moore down the sideline. So like he wanted to put more mustard on the ball. He couldn't because he was being struck forcefully. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Wagner right in his chest. And the ball ends up in a perfect spot. You just go, okay, that's pretty good. Sorry.
Second best rookie quarterback on the field yesterday.
Yeah, top two.
As he has been all season long at this point. Jaden Daniels, didn't think the rib was much of a factor. We could talk about that next hour as well. But it seemed to me like there were a couple times where he would take a shot and he would grab at the rib a little bit. But it didn't seem to affect him in any way. That looked like very normal Jaden Daniels. I think the last week was probably much more ado about nothing than we thought. I think they kind of led people on a little more maybe than was necessary.